Chapter 1. Carl Miller. A Soul Between Loyalty and Morality. In the heart of northern Germany lies Hamburg, a vibrant port city bustling with maritime history and commerce. It was in the intricate labyrinth of Hamburg's narrow streets that Carl Miller spent his childhood, enveloped by the city's characteristic clamor and the resonant clangs from his father's blacksmith shop. The rhythmic sounds of metal shaping under Heinrich Müller's hammer became a comforting backdrop to Carl's younger years. Heinrich, a master of his craft, was revered in their community, not only for his unparalleled skill with metal, but also for the firm principles he sought to instill in his son. From a young age, Carl exhibited a profound thirst for knowledge, a trait he undoubtedly inherited from his mother, Helena. As a dedicated schoolteacher, Helena illuminated young minds, including that of her sons. While the house echoed with the laughter of neighborhood children playing soccer in the cobblestone streets, Carl would often be nestled in a quiet corner, captivated by tales of old Germanic tribes, or diligently practicing his French pronunciations. His friends, although puzzled by his academic inclinations, couldn't help but chuckle affectionately at Carl's commitment to his studies. A vivid memory from Carl's childhood was the day of a terrible accident near his father's workshop. A misstep led to a gash on his left cheek. The scar, initially a painful reminder of that fateful summer day, over time became a symbol of his resilience. Whenever curious eyes would land on it, Helena would proudly say, "That, my dear, is a mark of endurance. My boy faced adversity and emerged even stronger." The scar, over the years, became more than just a blemish. It was a testament to Carl's mettle. Amidst the cadence of everyday life, Carl found solace in his deep conversations with Lucas, a childhood confidant. On clear nights, they would ascend to Carl's rooftop, lying on their backs, gazing at the vast expanse of the starlit sky, contemplating the universe and their place in it. One such evening, with the soft glow of city lights beneath them, Lucas turned to Carl, his face lined with concern. "Carl," he began hesitantly, "the things I've been reading about this looming war, it's not like the heroic tales our grandparents recounted. It's murky, convoluted." Carl, looking over, his blue eyes shimmering in the dim light, responded thoughtfully, "Nothing about war is ever simple, Lucas. It's a clash of ideologies. And while we're taught to stand up for our homeland, one must ponder the price we pay." Their rooftop rendezvous grew increasingly somber as the war's dark shadow approached. With the relentless ascent of the Nazi regime, young men like Carl were being cornered into serving. Carl grappled with an internal conflict. He felt a deep-rooted loyalty to his homeland, but he was equally apprehensive about the impending violence. As the day of his enlistment loomed, the atmosphere in the Miller household became increasingly charged. Helena, ever the pillar of strength, attempted to infuse some levity during a particularly somber family dinner, quipping, "Well, on the bright side, you'll have ample opportunity to hone your French, won't you?" Yet, the underlying tension was hard to miss. One evening, as the sun's amber hue cast long shadows, Heinrich, usually a stoic figure, beckoned Carl for a private conversation. With a grave face, he advised, "Carl, the battlefield is a crucible. It can either forge or fracture a man. Always let your values guide you, even in the harshest storm." The day Carl was to leave, the Müller residence saw a surge of well-wishers. Amidst the gathering, Lucas, holding a flask of their favorite brew, proclaimed, "To Carl, the finest mind and the noblest heart I've ever known. In the heart of battle, may you discern peace." Touched deeply, Carl replied, "To home, to Hamburg. Regardless of where life takes us, may our paths always lead back." Helena, with teary eyes, handed him a meticulously hand-stitched handkerchief. "To remind you of home," she whispered, embracing her son one last time. With a tumult of emotions, Carl boarded the train to an uncertain destiny. The familiar silhouette of Hamburg diminished in the distance, but the city's essence, imbued in the handkerchief and echoed in his mother's words, remained close to his heart. Thus began Carl's voyage into the tempests of war. both the battles he would face and the internal conflicts that would challenge his very core.